At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.
Oh, man. So, the Hawk to a Girl runs a crypto scam. And people are pissed. I mean, I don't blame you for being pissed, but it's like this. If you know damn well that crypto money and that all this other stuff that's unregulated seems too good to be true, don't invest in it. And while you're at it, don't invest your savings into anything. Why are people so damn... You know, you ever realize that sometimes people are in a deficit because they're really stupid with money? I really think that a lot. But it's time to go ahead and get into it. Welcome to the J-Man Show here on...
J360 Radio!
Hey, how's it going, J360 Legion? What is happening? This is J-Man, of course, here for the J-Man Show, episode 356. Oh, we are really climbing that ladder. You know, soon enough, we will be in the 400 game, and I'm looking forward to that. Because after all, it is season 9, folks, and it is the holiday season, so I hope a lot of y'all are out there sharing some holiday cheer, you know what I mean? Whether it be Hanukkah, Christmas, Kwanzaa. Or is Ramadan involved in this? Well, you know, whatever you're celebrating, as long as you're having a good time, you're not hurting anybody, be about that life. Yeah, it feels so good to be back here, guys. Oh, boy, do we have some stuff to cover. Yeah, I mean, like, I want you guys to have a good note on these things, but indeed, the Hawk to a Girl and her crypto scheme, the Jake Paul and Mike Tyson Moneyball fight, you know, Boogie 2988 scamming people and saying he had cancer, which turns out he didn't have cancer, which at the same time, he can't take no damn responsibility for himself like anybody else over in that commentary group of YouTube. And then, like, what is it with Keemstar and going and finding the most derogatory motherfuckers and putting them on, like, a podcast show? Like, you know, you already got Boogie and Wings, and then all of a sudden you're trying to make one with girls. Did you not know that there are a lot of women out here that are worse than men? And indeed he found them because, my God, those are the most jacked up women I've ever seen in my life. Then again, I don't know, I'm being a little too hyperbolic, because I've seen some really fucked up individuals, but my God, like, they there, you know what I mean? They might not be at number one, but they damn sure at number three, put it that way. Of course, I think they got fired. Didn't, like, someone get fired and the ugliest senile one is still there, like, kind of like Angry Grandpa, which, by the way, his son allegedly is over there working with Keemstar. Fuck all that. I don't care about Keemstar's universe. But the truth is, though, it's funny to bring this stuff up because you're seeing it all, folks, a fallout. E-celebrities getting punched in the dick one way or another, and you're seeing, like, regular celebrities who basically are multimillionaires, but they're still trying to find a way to tell us to invest money of our own to whatever the hell they're trying to do, or trying to fleece us into stuff and say, like, things such as crypto is the answer for, like, financial stability, which at the same time, crypto is not at all stable, and you're banking on that. Isn't the world just a giant... It's just like, this shit is remedial, man. And then not only that, these are the same people that talk to you like you're five when, you know, certain things in an election don't come out the way they intended it to, or like the same damn people that are running around saying, you know, we got to protect our country. Our country is in debt. But guess what? I done made some record making profits and stuff like that. I'm about to buy a yacht. Oh, yeah, yeah, yo. Guess what? We're going to raise them prices up too so I can go ahead and make more to that yacht because I think it's a little too small for my tastes. Yeah. And these guys going golfing and stuff like that and giving us the most tiresome, unbelievable content that you've ever seen. And I'm talking on all sides of it. From the independent content to the mainstream content, it's all fucking lame. Well, which at the same time, I hate to say that because I'm hoping that Sonic 3 is going to do real good. And far as I know, like, at least that has life to it. So I'm just like, let's leave that out of there. But when you look at something like Moana 2, or you look at something like Venom the Last Dance, I mean, or even the second Joker movie that came out, which at the same time, it is a mirror. It's like a funhouse mirror to the first one. So it's like he thought he was doing right in the first one. The second one was kind of like his moment of remorse until Lady Gaga was in there being his enabler and all that stuff. So, you know, it plays a role in these things. But what I'm saying is, though, when it comes right down to it, we don't really need to go to the movies anymore. Life in some sort of way either became a movie or a cartoon or just turned into like some Roger Rabbit bullshit. I don't get it. Because, like, you know, you're seeing all this insanity coming out of these people who are rich, by the way. Like, crypto and all that stuff is like one of the new Ponzi schemes, you know what I mean? You got to get people in on this stuff. And if you get people in on this stuff, like the ones that know what they're doing about this stuff, they're the ones that are going to make money. Or like you see somebody who's like a celebrity being represented in this shit, which, by the way, it's funny to see like some of them say, I wasn't involved. I didn't get any of the money from it. I didn't do anything when they were right there the whole time about the coin. You took this thing and you put it to market. People know who you are and they're going to buy this crap because they're thinking that they're helping you out or they're being affiliated with the next stages of your empire. Because if you think about it, we all don't go into business just to go out of business. We go into business for financial freedom and hope of making empires that will, you know, people will understand and people will actually buy from, people will enjoy. Like, at least that's why I went into business. I didn't go into business to go out of business, but maybe it's different for y'all. But what I'm saying is that these people are able to attract others to whatever they do because of endorsement and stuff. And people are going to go and buy this stuff and don't know any better about it. You know, like, if you're going to go ahead and look at Haley Welch's whole thing, and yeah, we get it. She got that southern tone. And she's so pretty. Well, you know what? She's pretty to you. She looks like shit to me. I'm just like, I just look and I can see what she's going to look like in her 40s. Because the lines on her face are like already in place. So it's kind of like, yeah, see, this is where it's fun to be 38. Because you start seeing like people that, you know, that you grew up with or people that were hot as shit in their 20s and you realize all that beer drinking done took a toll to them, so now they all look beyond repair. FUBAR, if you will. And you're just like, wow, yeah, you just one of us now. You just tore the fuck up. I ain't worried about that. Now, there are some people that keep in shape and take care of themselves. And if you've been out of shape about this stuff, don't worry. It's coming for you, too, because I go after everybody. But it's like the wildest thing, y'all. You know, whenever I see this kind of stuff. And I don't know why people would take their life savings. You don't take your life savings to gamble on anything. Your life savings are for you. Like, I don't know why somebody would take, like, the last $500 they have to go ahead and try to spend money on a meme coin in hopes of making money that you will never see, by the way. Money that you will never see, money you can't spend anywhere without, like, you know, a little docket thrown on you. And in hopes of thinking that you're going to make it big. The grifting is so real. You are not going to make a hell of a lot of money off of this stuff. And the ones that already did, they already got in and made their money. Now they got it out here for you so you can come in, pour more money in so it makes more money for them. And then when they cut it off and then, like, you know, they have their entry fee right there in front of you. And you know the entry fee is a lot more than the actual value of the coin itself. This is a scam. You know what I mean? It'll line that other person's pockets up. You made them and their kids set for life, but you, on the other hand, you don't even have money for your grave now, right? And I know some of y'all don't think about your eternal rest, but you should. You should think about, like, where you're going to be buried at, you know, like, so, because, you know, life comes at you fast, but what I'm saying is, that's an essential for you. Morbid as hell, but that is an essential for you. You know, you get your affairs in order and things like that. But, you know, you don't even think about that. You don't think about how fleeting life can be because you're so busy trying to go ahead and get all this money that may or may not come, and you're thinking that you're rubbing elbows or actually being good with the in crowd and stuff like that, which is weird to me, okay? Like, even when I started creating stuff on the internet, you know what I'm saying? Like, even when I started all this J360 Productions and everything, you know, I never thought about, like, being in the in crowd with people. I just always wanted to have my own table and people coming there to join in with me and stuff like that. I wanted to usher in more and more people to work with for all of us to grow and win together, because the landscape is right there. But what it is that the algorithms and all this other petty shit came into play, or anything that's dealing with, like, content creators that are commentary-based creators and stuff. Like, yeah, this is a commentary show at times, but I'm going to tell you this, though. Like, certain people over there are famous because they talked about people and treated people a certain way. That's what I mean by that bullshit. You know what I'm saying? And the thing is, when they get caught up in something, they go ahead and do those folks apology videos, or they go ahead and they say all this other extra shit where it's like, it doesn't really matter. You still kind of ruin somebody else's life based on an assumption or based on, like, any of this other stuff that, once again, you really have no knowledge of, unless they done told you, or unless they done filmed themselves irresponsibly and all that stuff, which is bound to happen. And then there's that little nugget where you might be right, and if you are right, great, but you still profited off of it, right? So it's not like you were doing it for goodwill or anything. See, like, all that shit is out there in the open. And it's funny too, because some of them people are millionaires, but they act as though, like, they are broke as shit. And then in the case, they might as well be broke as shit, because there are moments where, hey, I want an e-bag. I want you to give me more money. Give me more money, my audience. Please give me money. And stuff like that. Like, I could go all day talking about the grifting, and I could go all day and talk about why the grifting is. Because, see, some of these people, once they get that fame and they get that power, it corrupts them absolutely, and they don't know how to use that stuff to the point where, like, you know, they could actually have good financial standing and never have to worry about a damn thing in their life. You know what I'm saying? Like, when you buy assets, when you work on making sure that you're okay no matter what happens, like, you and your family, like, that should be your priority at best. But everybody wants to be outdoing each other, so they spend money on stupid things like, you know, lavish cars and all this other stuff, where at the end of the day, it's like, you know, in years to come, that shit ain't even gonna be worth as much as you paid for it. You know what I mean? You think that it'll be worth twice as much, and God help you if it is, but, you know, most likely not. You see what I'm saying? The list goes on and on. But what I'm saying is, though, when it comes to e-celebrities and their bullshit about, like, meme coins and stuff like that, you really gotta be taking it with a grain of salt, and you really gotta understand, like, use money that you're willing to lose. You know what I mean? It's like, if you're willing to invest $100, make sure that $100 is in your checking, because that's your money that you're willing to lose, right? You know what I mean? It could bring in a big return, or it could just bring in the same amount return, which, by the way, if you are doing business with anybody and they stifle at the idea of a return, you shouldn't do business with them. You see what I'm saying? Because, oh my God, because if they start, like, get to the point where they're in mute mode and all that shit, that means that they had no intention of paying you back, which, at the same time, that's why it's called a return, you know? So it's all that kind of stuff, and people will sit right there, and they'll use any sort of word salad, any sort of, like, you know, fast talking and all that to get you involved in stuff, and then when you're asked out, they don't even know you. And I look at people like this all the time, and I always say, like, okay, well, did you know that this wasn't really regulated like anything? Did you know that this didn't seem to be altogether like it was supposed to? Because, like, you can tell that Haley Welch does have no idea what the hell she's doing financially, but people were willing to, like, much like her podcast and shit. Like, if you ever, like, suffer through her podcast because that shit is unbearable, you'll realize that none of this stuff is even enjoyable in an instant. This was made because this girl is a so-called pretty, according to you. And she has these would-be celebrities, some of them that are burnt out and look like Joe Rogan's friends. And I think they might be, because it is part of the Paul brothers' whole shit. You know? And then I look over at it, and I'm like, Whitney Cummings showed up, so I already know this shit sucks. Which, by the way, I will never forgive Chelsea Handler for bringing that bitch into our lives. Oh, my God. You know, at least Chelsea Handler's funny. Whereas, like, Whitney Cummings is like that plus one that comes to your party. Like, nobody had no intention or even an idea of inviting this asshole anywhere. But, you know, they happen to be here. Because, you know, the one that was invited didn't want to come alone, didn't have anybody else, and brought them over. You know what I mean? Or the person that's not even credited in the movie, or gets the and credit in the movie, that's Whitney Cummings. And she will not help your production go where it needs to go. She is not funny. I mean, while you're at it, you know, get Gringo Poppy on there along with Brett Kreischer and hope that this shit actually works. That's terrible. And no, it is not good for you. But the idea is this. You know, I say this a lot about celebrities. Celebrities, if they are so well into their own, and if they're so put together and stuff like that, well, how come their fucking controversies have to come out, and how come we have to pay the full benefit for it? Or even then, you start realizing, like, this is not even about the movies, you know? Or you look at, like, IndieWire always saying, like, IndieWire's bread and butter nowadays isn't about the movies that are coming out, I guess because the work kind of dried up, but it's always about, like, let's say a woman who starred in a movie 30 years ago ended up having regrets over the role that made her famous, by the way, all because she felt like, you know, things were not 100% to par with her on that set. Which, if you've ever been on a movie set in your life, whether it be independent or whether it be mainstream, you'll realize that a lot of stuff goes on a movie set. And chances are, like, what happens in that movie scene, you got to do that job. Otherwise, guess what? You know, reputation, you know, your rep is going to go down the toilet. Your representation is going to suffer because they're going to say, like, you're hard to work with and all this extra stuff. Which is why, like, you would hope that you had some representation somehow that really could fight that stuff, really could stand up for it. But if you knew the movie was going to have sex scenes or any sort of scenes where, like, it makes you seem like patriarchy is involved, I mean, what do you think? And note that I say patriarchy because, here's the thing, this isn't a woke podcast, and I am not woke for shit. Matter of fact, I'm very aware, and I'm always, like, you know, looking at both sides of the situation and saying that, hey, guess what? This is bullshit. You know? And it's just funny because, like, women have been doing things for years, and once again, they still cry patriarchy. They still cry, like, oh, a white man is destroying my life. Is it the white man you're fucking? Because it seemed like you had a good job. And you seem like you had a good time with it. So I just think it's really ridiculous, all the double standards and all the controversies and all of the lying that goes on in America in general. Or no, not America in general, in the world in general. Because there's all of that contradictory talk that goes down. But as I always say, it's like celebrities do this stuff and they get that infamy for it. I mean, you got tabloids and all this other stuff that come into play. And people think they're reporters about this stuff. This is like the softest damn news. I always say this. If you really want to impress me with news gathering and data gathering and stuff like that, well, then tell me about, like, what's going on in the global stage of the world along with this global economy. And people are talking about nation first philosophy and shit, which isn't going together like anything. If that's the case, tell me about why the United States goes into more debt every year and tell me how you can solve it and don't give me no bias on one side or the other side. Tell me the truth. If you can do that and if you can keep it on two pages or less, then I'll be impressed with you. But that's my whole thing about that stuff. But going back into it, it's like this. When you look at celebrities talking, give them a grain of salt about it. When you look at people who are e-celebrities or people on YouTube. Now, here's another damn thing. These people on YouTube, they go to, like, things like the streamer awards. Why is that even a thing? They go ahead and they do all this other stuff. And then they flex about it to you on social media, I guess, because that's their social media. So let them have their win. But it's always like this, though, right? These people make money and get paid to do things that you and I could do all the time. Like, I could sit there and basically not go for anything else. I could go ahead and start, like, a tabloid channel and sit right there, content farm it up, throw a little AI in there and make it seem like I'm doing something and watch it flub its words up every so often to tell you crap that you, that really doesn't benefit you. Like give you nothing but shit-ass content all the way across the board and get a whole lot of subscribers and view counts for it. But let me just tell you this. Why should I? Everybody else is doing that shit. Why should I? I'm not going to be any different than a pile that sucks itself off. Do you see what I'm saying? That's no achievement there. Like, if you look at it like this, the content creator sphere of things is a vast wasteland. Like the setting of Fist of the North Star, right? And I'm just Kenshiro walking around my own work. And then the thing about it is, people come and test me, and then all of a sudden I hit every pressure point, and you explode apart, because at the end of the day, I built mine. You just went ahead and ran with whatever the fuck was out there. That's the sad part about things. Or like you ran off of a narrative based off of what some of these e-celebrities say. Which at the same time, if they're over here saying these things, and I'll even point out one of them called Clownfish TV. Like, they talk about the animation industry, and the thing about it is with the animation industry, some facts they may have, but a lot of it is questionable at best, because they make it seem like the whole damn division is gone. They're over there having talks. They're over there having, like, discussions right now, like the animation guilds and the unions and everything else. They're over there trying to work something out with the studios. They have like a tentative agreement going on right now.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health. A world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.
Yes, it is questionable about all the things that have been going on with animation and all that stuff. And that's pretty much a trench working field right there. Because if you think working in movies, just movies in general and stuff, try being an animator. You understand what I'm saying? And you would think that indie animation would help keep things afloat. And it is, but mainstream animation in itself is questionable right now. And, you know, it's just like, what with anything else, we really need to come up with a remedy, and we really need to pay attention to what's going on. And why did the work dry up, you know? Like, ask those kind of questions. But you could also do the Clownfish TV thing. Everything's over. It's all coming to an end. And like, yell at people along with your wife and stuff and having all these rants that go nowhere. And then at the same time, you're thinking this. Is that solving the damn problem? I don't think it is. And then, of course, you got all these other content creators that talk about their first world problems and the end is nigh kind of behavior. Which at the same time, I'm always saying this. It ain't that fucking bad. You know what I'm saying? Like, all the stuff that surrounds us now, yes, yes, yes. We are living in a day and age where we don't necessarily have to go to the movie theater anymore. We are living in a day and age where we have more choices than anything, and we're overwhelmed by them. We're living in a day and age where things are not fucking fair. Like, the ability to buy a house, the ability to, you know, buy a car can be out of reach and stuff like that. Or so you think. But if you pay attention a little bit and you really look at yourself, did any of y'all take the time to really fix yourselves up a little bit, financial-wise and all? And I'm not going to go ahead and do any of that motivational shit, because we kind of ruined that stuff. As soon as I saw one use, like, a motivational picture for, like, Andrew Tate, I said, if you don't get the fuck out of here. Like, remember on, like, Instagram, they show that stuff all the time? Blah, 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 blah. If you got to do this, you can go ahead and make this happen. Or a podcast that'll tell you this. Well, you know, one day when I was going to go to work, I decided to come back in my house and eat breakfast. Or the old-fashioned one. You know what I mean? Stay at work late. Show up early. Fuck you. That's my answer to that. That's my answer to that. That is so stupid. You don't do something like this, all right? Here's the thing. When it comes to people, and I'll tell you this straight up, like I haven't told you this stuff and all the other past episodes, people will always have their own opinion about you. They don't even have to live around you. They don't even have to know about you. And apparently you see it on the internet all the time. And you see it dealing with stupid people every day. You're always going to be judged by three things. How you speak, how you look, and how you carry yourself. And that's why you hope that you hit all three of those marks and you hit them very well. Because here's the thing. As they try to dump down on you and stuff like that, here's the beautiful part. They can't hit you as hard because you already have been established. You already do what you got to do and you live in your life. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of like if I actually followed through with listening to what the adults in my life had to say, I probably wouldn't be doing my own thing. I probably wouldn't be as successful as I am. And I probably wouldn't have all these shows to bring to you guys. In addition to the idea, I wouldn't even have my degree and all that stuff. Like, and another damn thing, if you want to go to college, okay? That's a choice. And that's your choice. Not your friends, not your family, none of that shit. If you want to do that stuff, good on you. But if you know you got to, but I will tell you this, you will have to pay your bill. You will have a student loan waiting for you. And, you know, if you have to use that route. I mean, a lot of people, like scholarships and grants don't exist. They exist. You just need to go for them. A lot of people will complain about shit often because it didn't work out for them. Like when I look at some of these would-be celebrities that have found new birth because of podcasting. Yeah, you know, podcasting was amazing at the time because all podcasting is, used to be anyway, was audio diary. They were audio diaries of things that you were hoping to achieve and what you could do. But you see, like, some of these people burned out in their career, so they decided to see, like, what other people on the internet were doing, a la me and everybody else that I know. Like, I know a few indie podcasters are still doing it. I know quite a lot of them, you know, wrapped their shows up and moved on. And, you know, God bless them and everything else like that. Because the content was good. Like, in the early day, you know, around, like, 2015 and all, it was a beautiful time. Because everybody, you know, who didn't have, like, you know, celebrity ties and all that stuff, they were out there just talking, and everybody had their story to tell, and everybody had a voice. And then later on, around like 2017 or about 2018, all that stuff started to change because everybody started to talk about like the companies, and you could tell the companies were funding them because it started to become canned speech at best or stick to script kind of speech. And then later on, you had like celebrities coming in and all that kind of stuff, chiming and talking about things about the business and stuff. But you know, once again, they're under contract, so they're not telling you everything. So you're sitting there listening to rhetoric coming into play. And then you had all the right wingers and stuff involved in that kind of stuff to tell you about things because the videos weren't hitting anymore. So, you know. And then you go ahead with Joe Rogan and Joe Budden and all that shit. Like, Spotify paid them all that crazy money to have their content. Whereas, like, you know, if you're like somebody like me who's been working and putting this stuff in, and well on your third season at the time, which I was, you see this shit and you're like, well, that's really fucking dumb. But they have to bank to star power, Jay. You know this. It's like, here's the thing. Why do you think that you're in a drought filled with a bunch of celebrities and all that stuff now? Because you keep using the same fucking people over and over again, and you're not calling people up like you used to. Like, at the longest time in the world, well, we're not going to take that risk. And you know what? You're a bunch of pussies for that. You know what I mean? Like I said in the beginning, you're not in business to go out of business, but at the same time, you're in business to make moves. And if you're going to be innovative, you're going to have to take risk. And you're going to have to give people a fighting chance to do things, which that's what I do. Does it work often? Yes. But does it satisfy? Not always, because, you know, you have people out there who are pretentious, full of themselves, and they always think, like, you know, they put their cart before the horse. And I see a lot of musicians do this shit. You know what I mean? Like, some of the ones that send me, like, big packages of their music. And I'm looking right at him and I'm like, okay, you sent me all this when the demand was two. You know what I mean? Like, it's kind of like, I don't know if any of y'all seen The Transporter and stuff with Jason Statham in it. But like, remember like when all the people were in the car and he said, we're not going anywhere because like he's sticking to the rules about like what the weight of the car should be and everything. So they had to kill that one goon off so that it matched his standard. That's the way I go about things. It's like this. Don't be sending me all this stuff, okay? I know the good token and the idea behind it, but here's the thing. Send me two tracks. Don't confuse this. I made it as simple as possible for you to go ahead and submit your tracks for the show. That's kind of the thing. And I see people do that too much. It's like you're giving away too much, and then at the same time, you're giving away not so much. And I can go ahead and talk about my dates on that. It's just like, you know, at the end of the day and stuff. I really shouldn't. I mean, a gentleman never tells. But here's my whole thing. You know, you just look at all this kind of stuff that's going on nowadays, and it's like high school mentality and all this other stupid stuff. It's like, you know, if I'm starting out as a content creator and people are like, hey, who are you going to run with? You going to run with Keemstar? Are you going to run with the Paul Brothers? Who are you going to run with? And my answer would be neither, because here's the thing. I believe I have enough talent, and I believe I have enough resources and all the things at my disposal where I don't need people like that. And then you see the way they treat other people, and you see like all the people that are picked on there and ran through and all that kind of shit, mentally, physically, and everything else. That's not a way to go. That's not a good environment to be in. Well, you know, it made you famous. It made you famous around all these other people. Well, once again, you know, you could still be the loneliest person in the room when you're around, like, filled spaces and stuff. You could be, like, one of the people that are invited to a top-notch party. You could be, like, the fourth person or the third person on the list that actually got invited, and reverse what I said earlier in this episode, and you still feel lonely. And people wonder why that is, because, you know, it's hollow. Like, you look at all these conventions, you look at all of this stuff that's going on, and you see just how hollow some of that shit is. And then you wonder, like, to be rich and famous, is it even worth it at this point? I mean, yeah, you can have the money and all that stuff, but was it worth buying that house that you can't even take care of? Was it worth buying that car that you really can't fucking drive? You know what I mean? Or that whole thing with the Cybertruck? Like, was all that stuff worth it? Think about it. Now, I'm not trying to hate on people who actually have a Cybertruck and all that stuff. I mean, that's your money. You do you at your money, all right? But I will say this. Use your money better. And I will say this to other people out here. It's like, when are we going to stop elevating shitty people, man? You know what I'm saying? Like, when are we going to stop elevating people who are entitled? Who think that, you know, they run and they own everything and stuff like that. They don't own shit. And you know, like, when I was talking about, like, the celebrity podcast stuff, I'm not saying that they should be here and all that kind of crap. No, what should happen is there should be some real competition going on. One side not out of favor and the other side. There should be a lot of that. Give them something to really scare the living hell out of them. You know what I'm saying? It's just like with some shows that I deal with on a daily. Yeah, you know, it's just, I'm not going to go ahead and say that we are terrible at this and all that kind of stuff. We're not terrible at this. You know? I built my audience from hard work, and my audience is everywhere. It's not just on Mixlr. You know, we were on Spreaker for the longest time, and then, like, you know, I have an audience on Spotify, I have an audience on YouTube, I have an audience on, God, how many places am I at now? Well, all across the board podcast outlets and stuff, but that didn't come because of the easy way out. It came because, hey, I kept coming back every week with episodes. You know, and then there's the moment where, like, you know, I go away for a little while because I got to go handle some other stuff, like the main assignment, which is in its final stages right now. But, you know, I go handle that and the shows do well. You know what I'm saying? Just like a lot of people finally caught up to Jams 102, which, by the way, thank you. Good episode, right? And ironically, I was watching, well, trying to watch the Logan Paul fight, but it wasn't even a fight. What am I talking about? The Logan Paul Tyson debacle, we should say. Which also explains where we are. I mean, we're looking at a past their prime boxer, an old man, if you will, with strong strength, fighting a much-hated YouTuber. That says a lot about us if you really, really look at the fringe brilliance of it. But, you know. Or just like any of those who, oh, this is my all-time favorite. Those who spend money on attractive women with OnlyFans, Fansly, and all that kind of stuff. I'm going to tell you this, like, when people are out here doing what they can to make money, I get it, get the bag. But at the same time, be honest about it. Some of you guys that are out there spending the money, or some of you women too, because guess what? There are plenty of femcels out there. If you always had this one person that's running around cracking down on women, you know, you call him an incel, right? Well, here's the thing. There's a female version of it, too. And a lot of them are attractive. But they ain't never had a man up in there for quite some time because of all the crazy shit. Dare I say it, a lot of those attractive females that dump down on men, basically because men are existing in this planet, they are incels, too. Isn't that funny? Yeah, I mean, like, you know, but they go out and stuff like that, but still, they don't bring nobody home, and they're always hating and shit like that, so what do you think it is? And they go right on social media to do the stuff. I mean, like I said, not all female traits in the animal kingdom carry on to the male traits and vice versa. So the same thing could be said as, like, us being humans as mammals, right? Right. Actually, I just wanted to do that to get y'all going, but it ain't really wrong. And, like, when you see it from time to time, you'll notice, you know what I'm saying? There's going to be a lot of sad, lonely, old fucking people in the future. You watch. There is. Of course, some of them will probably be thinking that that cat they had when they were younger is still living. But, you know, like I said, it's an argument for another episode and another time. But as I go about this kind of stuff, though, you need to be responsible for your funk, okay? Your money and your savings. That is for you and during an emergency. Your money and your checking. That's for you to spend your money on. And the thing about it is, if you ain't got time for TNA and all that shit, you shouldn't be spending money on it. You know what I'm saying? Or don't be spending money and giving these women things and thinking that they're going to love you for it. They are not going to love you for it. If they didn't give you the time of day then, they ain't giving you the time of day now. And especially when you got, like, at least, like, what? 10,000 other horny-ass people floating around there thinking, I like her for what she does. And then you see her and her tits are all out and everything. And, like, and I'm not talking, like, you know, OnlyFans material. I'm talking, like, you know, them chesticles is out there like that. Even though, you know, beautiful rack and everything. But you know why she's famous. You see what I'm saying? It's the messy truth, y'all. It's that one thing where it's like, oh, Jerry, you S-shaming us? And it's like, nah, I'm just calling it out like it is. And you do have a nice set. But what I'm saying is keep it a buck. You know? It's like you got to let them Marvins out there know that you're not interested like that. That this whole thing is about a business. This is a transaction. You know what I'm saying? And then, of course, like when they get caught in some shit, then all of a sudden, like, you know, somebody's got to make a true crime podcast episode out of this or say, like, oh, well, you know, this is why women need to be protected. They need to be safe. Is that why she kept running back to that shit? You know, it's the contradictions in life, y'all. That's basically what I'm saying. And I always try to say this, be mindful of the world that you live in. Like, as I say, I'm not woke, but I'm very aware. And you got to be aware of these things. It's the same reason why all them people went for that damn coin, you know, that Haley was pushing around, or like even the coin where Boogie was pushing around and stuff like that, even though Boogie didn't make nearly as much as like what Haley Welch did. But the thing about it is, you can tell that some of that stuff is because the woman is pretty and they thought that this was a way they could get in good with them, or they could show that they were a better fan than anybody else. But at the same time, it's all the stupidity that surrounds it is what makes it really hard to take, because you're not being responsible for anything, you know? And isn't that like us when we try to go for that gray area all the time? You know what I'm saying? Like, have you ever had a conversation with your friends and say, well, you know, it was a gray area, Jay, like, it doesn't really matter. It was like a moot point. You see it in your arguments all the time. Like, whenever you're on, like, any sort of message board or social media in general, you see, like, people always aim for that gray area. Because, like I said earlier, it's a moot point, and nobody wants to be accountable for a damn thing. Nobody wants to be responsible, that's why they always reach for that gray area. You know? Well, it's me running my business. Well, yeah, but at the same time, you didn't take the time to put the barrier up and tell this individual here that you're not in a relationship with him. That parasocial shit is damaging to somebody's mental capability, especially if they don't know. You know what I'm saying? And this is where some of my female friends would actually argue with me about it, because, you know, the whole sex work is work kind of thing. I get it. I mean, if you cover yourself in marshmallow fluff and you say, like, you're the gingerbread fairy, that's on you. But let me just tell you this, though. There's three kinds of people. There's the people that got the attention that you were giving and gave you money. There's people that need a little stimulation and gave you money. And then there's that third motherfucker that think he's going to marry you by the end of the week. He or she, I should say. See, you're never going to hear this stuff about women on women or trans on a woman and things like that. You're never going to hear it, baby. It's got to be something big to happen over there where, like, it's a big YouTuber or it's, like, any of these fake celebrity motherfuckers floating around. Yeah. It's so stupid living in this weird-ass society. But, you know, I could go all day with it, but I do have to wrap the episode at some point. But, yeah, like, you know, that's why I always say, like, you know, really pay attention to the world you live in. And you all can do that. I mean, look, we might be going into 2025. Actually, it might ain't the answer. We are going into 2025. And, you know, you have Donald Trump being the president again. And you have, like, get ready to see some Oh, no. See, that's doomer logic. Get ready to see some fucked up shit. That's reality, because you're going to see a lot of crazy around here, and not to mention, like, the whole office that Elon Musk is supposed to be co-chairing, like, what is it called, the Office of American Intervention, or is it the Office of American Innovation or something like that, where they're supposed to be regulating what works and what doesn't? Get ready to see all the money that could have went into something useful going into that bullshit, because that's an arm of the government now. Oh, my God, it's just, the world is so dumb. But anyway, like I said, we'll get through this like we normally do. And I got to get up out of here, though. And I've already told you enough about, like, how you can make things better. But try to enjoy your holiday. Try to make your days brighter. Like, and try to go ahead and look into things that could be fun. And then, you know, if you want to actually make content and stuff, you have a chance to do it. But just don't do it the easy way and don't do it the lazy way. It's just, it's not helping, you know? It's all a barren wasteland out there. Hell, it looks like the set of Epic Mickey if you've ever played that game. It's just, ugh, disgusting. Anyway, do what you got to do. J-Man is always here, and we have jams coming up on Friday. I'm going to try to see what I can do on Thursday, but, you know, pay attention to my YouTube channel, if you will, and check out the links below to stay in step with me, okay? But until then, y'all take care of yourselves. This is J-Man signing off. Peace.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.